The Lagos state government said it has earmarked N1.052 trillion in its 2025 budget for infrastructural sustainability in line with Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu's administration's plan to complete ongoing projects in different parts of the state. This was disclosed by the Lagos State Commissioner for Economic Planning and Budget, Mr. Ope George, while announcing the breakdown of the year 2025 budget in the different sectors during the ministry's budget analysis press conference held at Ala USA, Ikeja on Friday. George addressed the press in the company of his colleagues, Mr. Benga Omotoso, Information and Strategy, Mr. Abiyomi Oluyomi, Finance, Professor Akin Abiyomi, Health, Mr. Tukunbo Wahab, Environment and Water Resources, Mr. Oluwaseun Osiemi, Transport, Mr. Tunbosun Alake, Innovation, Science and Technology, Mr. Biodun Ogunlai, Energy and Mineral Resources, Mr. Jamio Ali Balogun, Basic Education, and Mr. Talani Akibu, Tertiary Education, as well as the Special Advisor to the Governor on Works, Dr. Adeyinka Oleyinka, and his counterparts, Enger Olufemi Daramola, Infrastructure, and Dr. Retimi Fashola, Agriculture. The budget commissioner said the Lagos state budget size of 3.367 trillion naira will be funded from a total revenue estimate of 2.968 trillion naira, comprising N2.230 trillion from internally generated revenue, IGR, capital receipts of N111.839 billion and federal transfer of N626.137 billion. He said the Lagos State Internal Revenue Service, LIRS, is expected to contribute 63%, N1.4 trillion, of the projected IGR, while other ministries, departments and agencies, MDAs, of government will generate about 37%, N830.177 billion. He said 80% of revenue will be generated internally to finance the 2025 budget implementation, noting that the state government will achieve budget sustainability by deepening revenue and increasing the tax net by deploying technology, economic intelligence, data gathering, and analysis, among other initiatives. George, who said the state had carefully chosen a self-financing option that would not translate into debt to finance the full implementation of the budget, appealed to Lagos residents to keep supporting the Babajide Sanwo-Olu's administration by upholding the law and paying their taxes on time to achieve the Greater Lagos vision. He said the budget tagged, Budget of Sustainability, is not just a fiscal document but structured around providing economic stability, environmental stewardship and social equity to ensure Lagos continues to thrive sustainably for future generations. The state's focus is to ensure the durability, functionality, and adaptability of our physical assets to meet the ever-growing demands of our people. Hence the investment of the sum of N1.052 trillion representing 31.27% of the entire budget on infrastructure. Our focus remains prioritizing the maintenance, upgrade and expansion of existing road networks and furniture, construction of bus terminals, jetties, bridges, rail systems, housing units and digital infrastructure in line with our vision for a truly 21st century megacity, he said. George listed some of the infrastructural projects that cut across the five divisions of Lagos State and will be addressed in the 2025 budget as the construction of Samuel Ekindayo, Toga Road in Badagry, Abaranghay Road in Alamosho, and Adamo Akanu-Nagunfoy-Lugbasi Roads in Ikorodu. The construction and rehabilitation of roads in Ikeja GRA, Oba Dosunmu Road, Sasegbon Street, Sobo Orobiodu Street, etc., and the rehabilitation and upgrading of the Lekki-Epe Expressway. Phase IIA, 18.600 kilometers. He said the state government will also work on the completion of the Abule Egba and Aja bus terminals, Bus Reform Initiative, BRI, the construction of the Ayana Ipaja bus terminals, construction of the Opebi Link Bridge to Maryland that will significantly improve travel time and alternative route options in the axis, rehabilitation and upgrading of the Etiosa Lekki-Epe Expressway project from Aleko T Junction to Abraham Adesanya, Phase 2, construction of Lekki-Epe Airport Road and OMU Creek Road, as well as the urban renewal and technical studies on 4th Mainland Bridge. Other projects listed include the construction of the Lagos-Badagry Expressway, Dualization of Ojo Road and Baladaimi in Ojo, construction of the Lekki, Ipe, Orissa, Bridge and Approach Road, construction of the second phase of the Lagos Rail Mass Transit System, LRMT, from Mile 2 to Okokomaiko, development of the 68 kilometers Green Line Rail from Marina to the Lekki Free Trade Zone, completion of 13 new jetties across Lagos State in addition to the upgrade works ongoing at existing jetties and the completion of the stadia in Ikorodu, Badagry, Ipe, Ifeko Ije, Kitu, Ibiju Lekki, Sari Igonmu and Ajiromi to facilitate youth development and community sports. He also disclosed that the state will begin the construction of the NYSC camp permanent site at Ipe, and make provision for housing units across Ibile, Ikorodu, Badagry, Akeja, Lagos Island and Ipe, to transform lives and build a resilient and thriving state. He said the Lagos state government is working toward completing the 444 units of building projects at Sangotedo Phase 2, 420 units of building projects at Ajara Badagry, 136 units of building projects at Ibesh 2 and Ipe, as well as construction of Egan Phase 2 and 3, among others. This budget underscores our commitment to environmental protection and sustainability, hence the state's investment in the sum of N287.241 billion, 8.5%, on environmental protection for key projects, which includes the construction of drainage infrastructure across the five Ibile divisions to mitigate the impact of climate change, preliminary work on six critical natural drainage systems across the state at Alaba International Market, Kasaf, Ikorodu, etc., implementation of waste-to-energy projects across the state, collaboration with the private sector on waste management and continuous transformation of public spaces into serene and secure spaces for recreation and leisure by LASPARK, the commissioner disclosed. The commissioner for finance, Mr. Abiyomi Oluyomi, while answering questions from journalists, allayed the fears of debt management and financing, saying 80% of the budget financing is from internally generated revenue, with just 10% borrowing, while also exploring other avenues like creative financing options and catalyzing the business environment.